I think it's a good market for the North, Cambodia. It's not going to set the world on fire with numbers, but hopefully over the years, Cambodia can be a good option for Australian exporters and producers.
What sort of cattle is this market after?
At the moment, they're chasing the Brahman cross type cattle from northern Australia, and they will enter their feedlot. At the moment, they're buying a mix of feeder and slaughter cattle. Slaughter cattle just to keep their cash flow ticking over, but they've invested a lot of money in the feedlot. So over time, I think there will be more feeder cattle going up there. And then from there, they're slaughtered in their own abattoir, and the meat is packaged to supermarkets and for export.
Yeah, at this stage, it's just the one importer in Cambodia. You've actually been to this complex. Tell us about it, because it looks big, judging from the photos.
Yeah, look, it's a huge, huge facility. We've been backward and forward up there for coming up close to 2 years now, helping them with design, feed rations, and everything else that goes along with an abattoir and feedlot. They've spent, you know, in excess of $30 million building this facility, and it's a state-of-the-art Western-styled abattoir and feedlot.
And in terms of the first shipment, how's the whole process gone?
So far, so good. They're about halfway through the cattle that we sent up. About 2,600 mixed feeder and slaughter cattle went up there. They're working on their ration. We've had nutritionalists up there in the feedlot, fine-tuning the feeding side of it. Plus, we've had our own people in the abattoir working with them on the slaughter floor and in the boning room. Plus, MLA have given them assistance over the past 6 months. And they're doing a great job up there.
A lot of time and investment on the Australian side. Why?
Oh, look, we have to look at expanding markets. I mean, Indonesia, you can see that where that is at the moment, but we have to look for other markets. Also, when we first sat down with these guys 2 years ago, they had grand plans that we wanted to be a part of. You know, a few of the directors from this company, you know, came out in the 70s as refugees to Australia, set up businesses in Melbourne and successful businesses in agriculture, and, you know, moved back to Cambodia but still have the Australian link. So, you know, it's just a great thing.
So what are you expecting over the next 12 months from this market?
Depending on where their marketing goes, Matt, you know, look, I think in the next 12 months it'd be good to see another 3 or 4 boats go in there, but that's all going to depend. I think that number, you know, 10 to 15,000 cattle in the next 12 months would be a reasonable number. You know, these guys aren't stupid. They're not going to rush in. They need to work on their markets, which they're currently doing. And, you know, I can see the business growing over time.
And Australian cattle are really expensive at the moment. They're willing to pay those sort of dollars?
No one is at the moment, but it's where the market is. So, that you know, this is another reason that I don't think a ship will be going in there, you know, tomorrow. It's all supply and demand. But like I say, over time, I think, you know, as their marketing team builds customers and, you know, that they can feed cattle, it's just, you know, all about supply and demand and where prices are at the moment.
Have you seen their TV ads?
I have spent a bit of time on YouTube having a look at SLN.
I'm going to try and put one on our website, but they seem like they're doing a good job at celebrating Australian beef, which is cool.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, this whole thing's been about, is they're only buying Australian beef and marketing the product as Australian beef. And, you know, if you ever get a chance to get up there, you'll see, you know, it's really good company to be associated with.